Welcome back to WST Sports, your home for West Coast sports and 5-Minute Life Guides. I'm your host, Ben Martin, and I'm leading this segment of Week 9 College Pick'em in the Pac-12.
And I'm Kay Wynn, and I'm riding shotgun.
Easy. You're in the back seat at this point. You might be in the trunk with the lead I have on you. Wow, it was an interesting week last week in the Pac-12, but let's start off with the overall score in our weekly picks, Kay Wynn. Where do we sit?
Big Ben, 29, Kay Wynn, not so close.
No, let's give them the actual count.
29-23. Okay. Last week, we each had 4 wins, so I didn't gain any ground. But you know what? This is the week.
Wow, we're getting down to it. We got a few weeks left to play out in the Pac-12. I think we got, 4 weeks left? 5 weeks left?
Yeah, we got, 5 weeks.
I think there's an odd week where Stanford plays Notre Dame as a one-off before the Pac-12 championship, maybe. All right, let's get into it. Last week, do you want to call out any upsets that I maybe hit, that maybe one you hit? I didn't call my Beavs. My Beavs couldn't overcome Cal's fortuitous offense.
Yeah, my Bears dominated. They rolled. Go Cal, go Bears. We both had UW. I had Oregon, unfortunately. You had your Cougs.
Boom, go Cougs.
Utah looked really good.
Utah did look good. USC looked horrible, good. Injured JT Daniels. We'll get into the game by game. So let's kick off here. Game starting in about an hour. We got Utah at UCLA. UCLA's won 2 in a row now. So Chip Kelly, a little bit off the hot seat. Maybe it's the lukewarm seat. It's the low setting on the stove, maybe.
But I'm coming in strong, and you know what?
Simmer.
My Bruins are back. Lakers have won 2 straight. Bruins have won 2 straight. After tonight, Bruins are winning 3 straight.
Wow.
DTR is playing. He's playing. Chip Kelly is scheming and game planning, feeding us fake news.
Who's
DTR plays.
Who's your source on DTR?
Like anything, Twitter's my source.
You can go to this game for $3 tonight. Folks,
Dodgers are playing. Game 3.
If you're looking for a cheap date tonight, you want to go get $3, you can get into the game, enter the game for probably less than a hot dog that you're going to buy at the stadium. I bet you there is over-under here. I bet you there is under 20,000 people at this game.
I'll go over.
Okay. I got
despite being Halloween weekend, Dodgers playing, the Bruins fans are faithful.
Utes rolling. They are going to be, UCLA walks in, they look around, no one's at our game. They're going to be uninspired. The Utes roll again. They are the cream of the South. I wouldn't even call it the cream. It's the froth. They're not even cream. The South is horrible. All right, let's get to Oregon State at Colorado. The Buffs, the Beavs. I don't have much on this game, to be frank. Colorado coming off a loss at UW.
Colorado's got back-to-back losses. They lost at USC. They lost at UW, but they're going to get right. I mean, they're playing the Beavers. Me and you could beat the Beavers.
You and I could, and the Beavs will be struggling at that altitude. Their defense can't stop anyone. This could the Colorado could take it out on the Beavs. These last 2 losses, it could get in the 70s. In fact, I bet the game gets into at least the 60s for the Buffs. They score at least 9 touchdowns.
I'll take the under on that.
Okay, we got it. So we both got the Beavs, Arizona State at USC, both teams.
I mean, who's starting for quarterback in this one?
Is it the Sears? Is it Jake Sears?
Is it Leinart's 11-year-old son? Like, USC's decimated with injuries. JT Daniels, I don't think he's going to pass the concussion protocol. Matt Fink, bruised ribs. Next up, Jack Sears.
Is it Jack or Jake? Who cares? Jay Sears.
Jake the Snake.
Jack the Snake. Jack the Snake Sears. Hasn't thrown a pass, collegiate pass. Redshirt freshman out of where?
Somewhere in Southern California.
Always. That's where they pull him. USC, stay home, kid. This game, if Daniels can't go, I don't see him coming out with a win.
You're going A-State.
I'm going A-State. Let's go, Devs.
We're splitting. I'm going USC. ASU has not won on the road all year, and they're not winning tonight. Trojans, fight on.
You're like the
Jake
guy,
the Snake.
You're like the guy that hits on 16 against a 6, like hoping to hit. It doesn't happen, my friend. USC is going to lose again.
Why are you singing the fight song if they're going to lose?
I'm telling you, it's not going to be played. That's the only time you're going to hear it all weekend. let's get into Washington at Cal. UW coming off a win against the Buffs. Still sputtering. The people I talk to, the UW pundits around this state or in Seattle, they all complain. Oh, the offense isn't as great as we thought. We're missing our tackle. We're not as good. We haven't any blowout wins. Of course you haven't. You're not very good overall. Listen, this is how do you
really feel about UW fans?
They're horrible. they're absolutely horrible. There are a finite number of UW fans that I respect. One is my mom, and the other is my buddy McGarvey. That's about it. All other fans can kick rocks.
What about Jake Locker when he threw all over you in high school?
Easy.
Wow. Locker was a lot younger.
I don't know if I actually played against Locker. I did.
Oh, the story changes now.
I don't know. He might have been.
You know what? Let's get Jake on this show. Let's ask him about it.
I'll drive up to Ferndale, offer him a can of Cope Straight. He'll be on the podcast in no time. Cal, it's this might be a trap game for UW. I don't know. You like the Bears? You like UW? Who do you got?
The Bears did get voted one of the top places to tailgate this year.
No.
Despite that,
marijuana.
I'm going UW.
Wait, let me get this straight. Marijuana is legal now in California. Did they put a Taco Bell in the parking lot?
No, they've got Blondie's Pizza on Telegraph.
They got a Taco Blondie's and. All the Mountain Dew you can drink. I got UW. It's going to be an ugly game, probably 21-24, something like that. Uninspiring game. It's on FS1. Is that a national channel?
I got to think. No, I think it. Actually, yeah, I think it is.
FS1. See, this is the thing that baffles me is you got, you know, ABC's covering USC Arizona. Great. They have, you know, a ton of alumni. And then you got Washington, Cal on a national channel. But the prominent game, which we'll get to, is on Pac-12 Network. Come on. Whoever's negotiating these TV deals needs to pick it up. You and I need to take that up.
Yeah, maybe it's one of your sales reps.
Probably. All right, let's go to Oregon at Arizona. Our boy.
We're going back to the marquee game later.
Yeah, we gotta spend a little time on that marquee game. I got a lot of intel going into that marquee game down at
State. And you know what? I've got a lot of intel going into the Oregon U of A game.
Yeah, ESPN 7:30.
It is homecoming.
Ooh.
And the Cats are recognizing their 1998 team that went 12-1. That's the last U of A team that won 10 games. No. Dennis Northcutt. Dennis Northcutt, Brad Brennan, Trump candidate, your boy AP from the New York Giants. They were all in the squad. They went 12-1. They went bowling. They're recognizing them.
What bowl
this
they
weekend?
The Sun Bowl?
It was either – we were out there. I think it was the Aloha Bowl, wasn't it?
No, the Pace Picante Bowl?
Yeah, I don't know. Fiesta Bowl?
Fiesta Bowl wasn't around.
But it's a big weekend. Illegal Pete's. Wow. Gentle Ben's. It'll be rocking. But you know what? Despite all that, I'm still going Ducks.
Oh, wow. Maybe it's the 50, the passing rating of the quarterback that had the Rich Rod. What's his kid's name?
Rhett Rod.
Wow. He went 15 for 34 last week. That's not good. You're right. Ducks roll. You know what I would love to see, though? I would love to see the parade that goes on down that. What street is that with Illegal Pete's and
University?
Is it? Oh, yeah. I would love to see the absolute mayhem that is going to be on University that Saturday. It's a night game, 7:30. I mean, they're probably going to be partying all day.
Is someone going to get iced on the way to the game?
Probably the parade sponsored by Smirnoff Ice. All right, marquee game. So let's talk a little bit about the Pac-12. You got five teams ranked in the top 25. No one higher than 14. Sitting at 14 is my Cougs, who had an enormous win. I had a chance to talk with Del Grummer, the Lewiston Tribune. He said the atmosphere in Pullman was above and beyond, I think, anyone's expectations. Corso,
he looked great. Everyone was tweeting about it. Even the ESPN guys were like, thank you, Cougar Nation.
I mean, it was unreal. If you were sitting in front of your TV, I woke up at 6. I was down in Palm Springs and just turned on the TV to watch the start. And there was probably, I would say 60% of the people were holding waving flags, which was kind of odd to me because you couldn't see any people. All you saw was flags. Like it people just getting whipped in the face by flags. But I mean, the it couldn't have been a better weekend for Cougar Nation. The fact that we showed well, I mean, game day was blown away. Yeah. The start of the game, I mean, it was the equivalent of if you watch the Seahawks Super Bowl against the Broncos, it was very similar to that. The fault, the missed snap. And I don't think Oregon knew what they were getting into coming in. I didn't think they knew 30,000 people could be that loud. But the Cougs rolled, obviously.
Toughest place to play in the Pac-12.
Toughest place to play, toughest place to get there. I bet you Phil Knight propositioned them to just lengthen the runway at Pullman Airport. They wouldn't do it.
They just landed on campus.
John University Street.
Clear out some space and you'll have a Nike sponsorship.
Yeah, but look at Hebert. I still pronounce it Hebert, even though I
know Herbert.
Herbert. Hebert. I mean, who won that battle? Minshaw or Hebert? Minshaw.
Came out on top.
He looked great. I think we do it again this week at Stanford. I mean, it's going to be – if in talking to Dale, he goes, if we can get past Stanford, every game beyond that is very, very winnable, he says, up until the Apple Cup, obviously. So this is a final hurdle for the Cougs. Last year they went 6-0, lost. Then won their next. I think they were at 7-1, maybe 7-2. But if we can just win one more, I think that gives us a very good chance to go into the Apple Cup with the Pac-12 North title on the line. And Cougs win. I'll say it's a low-scoring game for the Cougs, 31-24.
Cougs are on a roll. They're playing well. This is a potential for a letdown game. They might be feeling themselves, but you know what? Bryce Love is still hurt. He's banged up. I think he only got like 21 yards last week. Pulled him out. Cougs roll. Cougs win. We're going bowling. We're beating UW in the Apple Cup. I'm going bowling with you. Cougs are now my team.
Where are we? Okay, you've adopted the Cougs, huh?
I've adopted the Cougs.
Tweet Chip Kelly and Clay Helton. Let them know that. That you're now part of Coug Nation. I think it's Fear the Hunt or Hunt On is something like our hashtag. But
should be BCS Bowling.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, we have a legitimate shot. I think I saw that 6% chance.
And so you're saying there's a chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance. That's all we need, just that 6%. We went out and say we went out, Utah wins out. We beat a good Utah team that would potentially be in the top 20, probably top 15 at that point, depending on how the other, obviously, conference games out in the SEC, Big 10, Big 12, and ACC play out. If we win that game, we're in the conversation. That's all you need.
That's all you need. I mean, a little help. You're in the conversation. Anything can happen.
And the USC game, looking back on that, actually, we'll end on this. Did you see how Mr. Leach called out the officiating or said the replay crew was corrupt?
And I did see that.
Some donors or something in the room of the replay officials, like lobbying on their behalf. Like, hey, here's a couple grand or $1,000. Just don't call that foul. Like, how can that happen? So I guess they implemented a rule where there can't be anyone other than, say, the replay officials in the booth, in or around, or anyone of any influence, right? I love that.
That makes sense. Like, it should be an obvious rule. I can't believe it didn't exist before.
Leach making things happen, making moves. All right, so let's wrap this up. What you want to replay the picks? Are there any? I mean, I think you can only pick up a few games here.
We're split. You have Utah. I have UCLA. We both are going Colorado. I have USC. You have A-State. We're both going UW. We're both going Cougs since I'm a Coug fan now. And we're both going Oregon.
If at what point, if I get a double-digit lead here, do you just call uncle? Is it over?
No. I can always bounce back. And you know what? We're going to do, if I'm down 20, we'll do all the bowl games. And we'll do high school football games. And we'll do the CFL. I am not out. I will always be in this.
I love it. You know what I'm going to do, though? Here's what I'm going to do. You pick. I'm just going to let you lead and pick the same picks you pick.
I knew you were going to say that. That's why we have to rotate. You go first, I go first, so you can't do that.
I'll just fix the system.
Don't be scared.
I'll edit these episodes so that my picks are online. I'll do some post-editing. Go back, listen to the tape. I can't edit that well. I'm lying. No, all right, we'll wrap this up. WST Podcast, that's our picks for Week 9 going in the Pac-12 matchups. Utah at UCLA, Oregon State at Colorado, Arizona State at USC. Dun, 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 dun.
You're going to be hearing that a lot all night.
Last time, there is still over 1,000 tickets available. $15 to start. You can go watch Big Herm. UW at Cal, the Cougs at Stanford, Oregon at or at Arizona. Homecoming. If we should get our boy Alec to send us to tweet us, give us some pictures on what's going on at that homecoming game. And they're recognizing what team?
The 1998 Wildcats. They went 12-1.
Can we talk a little bit about my favorite Wildcat, Colin Schooler?
Yeah, he hurt my boy JT, or actually my other boy, DTR, yeah. Dorian Thompson Robinson, KO'd.
Colin Schooler, sophomore from Mission Viejo, 81 tackles, 14.5 tackles for loss. He may be in the defensive player of the year conversation if Arizona wasn't so bad.
Yeah, I mean, he should be, but since Arizona has not got off to a good start and they're struggling a little bit, but you know what? Rhett Rod could turn that around. Your Cats could be balling.
You know what? Colin Schooler for Heisman. I'm going to keep the same team. My Tate prediction, I'm keeping the same team. I'm just switching guys.
You're just going to take out Tate's face and put Schooler's face on the poster.
Hey, guys, can we make one modification here? Put this guy's head up there. All right. WST Podcast, you can collaborate with us or communicate with us at on Instagram, Twitter. Kyle, you got our Twitter going.
WST _ podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Listen, subscribe, download, interact, get at us.
Boom.
Boom.